This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
From Buckhead, it's the Buck Belue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7, broadcasting from Maggiano's at the Touchdown Club of Atlanta Luncheon. Today's speaker is Matt Luke, former Ole Miss head coach and Georgia offensive line coach. So we are set up to be hanging out with the elite here in Atlanta today. Road Dog Gillespie, our road show engineer today. Good to be out on the road with Road Dog. We got Nerney Derek Thomas back at the studio. And you are listening to 680 The Fan on 680 AM, 93.7 FM, the 10 o'clock hour of the Buck Belue Show, presented by the Haug Barron Law Group, your champions of personal injury law. If you need to win your personal injury case, hey, man, go to championshiplaw.com. And the mobile app driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, the fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next car. Visit BeaverToyotaOfCumming.com and see what WOW really means. And also the Smart Speaker sponsorship brought to you by my good friends at South Point Financial Services, the mortgage professionals. You can visit them at SPFS.com. So here we go, man. We've got the storm bearing down on us. And changes all over the place, too. We've got high school football moved to Thursday night. Concerns about the Braves game on Friday night. As Ian makes his way into landfall down in South Florida today. Expected to be a Cat 4 later today. And a lot of things going on. Could affect a lot of sporting activities. All right, let's get to the big take, Nerney.
Bucks big take.
Step one for Georgia Tech, buy out Jeff Collins for $11.8 million and move on. Now, that's already happened. Step one, it's in the rearview mirror. Step two, begin the search for a new head coach. Potential replacements are already being spotlighted. At the top of the list, Coach Sanders. Georgia offensive coordinator Todd Monken is being mentioned as a candidate, along with Sean Clark and Tyson Helton and Jamie Caldwell. Hey, man, what about Dan Mullen? He's available. Not that I'm sitting here today trying to tell Georgia Tech what they should do, and I'm not trying to join the Georgia Tech search committee, but I see two very obvious candidates that many of these national writers are missing out on: Bill O'Brien and Del McGee. O'Brien is busy rehabbing his reputation under Saban over at Alabama. He's got Tech roots, plus NFL and college football head coaching experience. Looks like a great fit from the outside looking in. McGee's resume is impressive, too, but much different. Dell played on Auburn's undefeated team in the 90s, dominated at Carver High as the head coach in Columbus. Currently, he's Kirby's run game coordinator and running back coach. No one, I repeat, no one has more in-state recruiting contacts than this guy. Georgia Tech's search for Collins' replacement is underway, and in my opinion, Bill O'Brien and Del McGee should be the top candidates for the job. And that's how we get started today, talking college football. And you know what? We're going to do some more of that right now. Let's bounce around, man, see what this week has to offer. And a deep south bounce, baby. All right, Georgia taking on Missouri, 7:30 kickoff in Columbia. SEC Network has it. Kirby's Dogs are 6-0 against Missouri. And it really hadn't been close. Only one of the games has been close, and that was the very first one back in 2016. Georgia won 28-27. That was Eason taking on Drew Locke in the quarterback battle. Eason threw for 300-plus that game. Hit a fourth down and 10 touchdown to Isaiah McKenzie. With a little over a minute left in the fourth quarter, Dogs won that one 28-27. Now, the six games Kirby has coached against Missouri, the average score has been 40-17. And it's looking like we'll get something along those lines this time around. Trying to hit the local teams first here. We got Georgia Tech. They play on. Brent Key now, their interim head coach. Tech will hit the road. They're going up to Pitt, taking on Pittsburgh Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff. Last season, Panthers beat up on the Jackets, 52-21. And remember their head coach, Pitt's head coach, Pat Narduzzi. Remember when Collins refused to shake hands post-game out in the middle of the field? A lot was made of that. Made Jeff Collins look like a jerk in that moment. But Narduzzi asked about this yesterday up in Pittsburgh after Collins, the news broke that he got fired. Narduzzi was saying, no. Jeff Collins is a really good dude, man. A really good guy. He was just mad at the officials. That's what that was about. He didn't have any problem with me. Collins just was mad at the officials. That's why we didn't have the good handshake after the game. And if you're a gambling man, Pitt a 23.5-point favorite in the game. All right, Alabama, number 2 in the country, taking on Arkansas in Fayetteville. Tide has to hit the road as they start a 3-game stretch versus ranked teams. Arkansas Saturday. Then up comes Texas A&M and Jimbo and the Tennessee Volunteers. Arkansas, Sam Pittman and the boys, they're going to have a red out up in Fayetteville. Now, this is the first time Arkansas's ever had a red out.
Yes, sir.
And don't you know, Arkansas has a mental hurdle to get over with here. Are they good enough to play with the number 2 team in the country in Alabama? Do they believe they can pull off the upset? They're going to do that, then their quarterback, K.J. Jefferson's going to have to ball out. Alabama last season, 6-1 against top 25 competition. Kentucky, undefeated, taking on Ole Miss. That's a noon kickoff at Oxford. Ole Miss, a 6.5-point favorite in the game. Now it's down to 5.5, I'm told. Top 15 matchup, Rebels 14, Kentucky 7 this week. And Lane Kiffin, what he will do, he'll come out and he will wear a combination, clothing combination in the first half, and he's going to change at halftime. Come out with a new look for the second half. It's about marketing, baby. And Ole Miss, they're going to bust out. The buzz here is that Ole Miss is going to bust out some new camo helmets, baby. The Realtree Wave 3s. It's all the rage. Brand new camo look for the Rebels. Their team's really excited. Kentucky's excited about getting their big-time running back, Chris Rodriguez, back. He's been suspended. That should be able to boost their run game, which has been pretty much non-existent. Up until now, it's been all Will Levis. And they are sacking him plenty. Kentucky needs this run game. They'll test out Rodriguez against Ole Miss. LSU and Auburn, 7 o'clock kickoff at Jordan-Hare Saturday night. Boy, Auburn escaped with a win last Saturday against Missouri in overtime. They should have lost that game. LSU, this looks like a big game for Kelly. First-year head coach for the Bengal Tigers. This is first SEC road game heading into a hostile environment. Auburn fans will be fired up in the beginning. And this starts a tough stretch for LSU. They got up next, they got Tennessee, then they go down to the Swamp, take on the Gators, knock heads with Ole Miss, and then finish this tough stretch with Nick Saban and Alabama. And there's your Deep South College football bounce. Nerney, let's hear from Nick Saban talking about that Arkansas game being a real dangerous situation for the Crimson Tide.
It's a very dangerous team we're playing in Arkansas. They have a very, very good team coming off a tough loss. You know, Sam's done a great job there to me, and they play with toughness. You know, they run the ball effectively. They stop the run on defense. I mean, their guys play hard. We got a real culture there that shows great intangibles. Their defense is good. So this is a really, really good all-around team.
And Alabama better bring their A game, brother. Arkansas, Sam Pittman, they are mentally tough coming off a disappointing loss. Don't you know they'll be motivated to play that game. All right, coming up next, now the Falcons' biggest challenge on Sunday. Plus, I'll sit down with Bulldog running back Kenny McIntosh. We are live from Buckhead, broadcasting from Maggiano's at the Touchdown Club of Atlanta Luncheon. So we get ready for Matt Luke's speech. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. And man, we're hanging out with the elite today at Maggiano's at Buckhead, Touchdown Club of Atlanta Luncheon. Former Bulldog offensive line coach Matt Luke will be the featured speaker today. And I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up early today, ready to talk. We got him coming on, Road Dog, Matt Luke. We're a little early for the group here. They won't be showing up until around lunchtime, so I'm not even sure we're going to be able to even say hello to anybody in here today. But great to be here nonetheless. And I tell you what, I'm ready to chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, Braves getting a spectacular lights-out performance out of Bryce Elder last night, a complete game shutout. We have not seen that in a minute, especially out of a rookie pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. I think maybe this goes back to 1990, something along those lines. The bullpen got the night off, which always benefits a team this late in the season. And let me tell you, that Bryce Elder, man, his two-seam sinker, that sinker that he was throwing up there last night was nothing short of spectacular. This guy knows how to pitch. And even on the broadcast, you heard references to Greg Maddux last night. Now, look, Maddux never had a beard like Elder's got. But they have very similar sinkers that they are just devastating these right-handed batters with. And Elder using against the right-handed hitters, throwing that sinker on the outside part of the plate. The batter would immediately give up on the pitch, and then it would break back over toward the outside edge of the plate. 9 innings, 6 hits, no runs, struck out 6. Walked one. He was spectacular. Got the game ball. He's going to hang on to that one. And afterwards, talked about why he was so dominant last night.
Mainly just sinker command. I think my slider was just okay, but it was just good enough to get him off the sinker to go right back to it. So commanded the ball both sides of the plate, and I just made good pitches when I needed to.
Wonder if the kid has a heartbeat, man. I mean, that was spectacular last night. But that wasn't the only good news. More good news. Braves first baseman Matt Olson, he has been struggling. It has been so disappointing and frustrating for him. You know he wants to live up to replacing Freddie Freeman at first base, and he got off to an outstanding start this season. But the month of September has been a real struggle for Olson, working overtime, trying to get the slump figured out. What's going on? Well, last night, two-run bomb, squared some balls up, 3 RBI on the night. Let's hear from Olson afterwards talking about making solid contact.
Good to get the barrel on a couple today, and worked good at bat. You know, a lot of good at bats from the guys today. Took some walks and got some big hits with guys on base, and obviously we know what Bryce did.
Yeah, Elder was spectacular, but I tell you what, I felt better about seeing what Olson did than about Elder's performance, which was spectacular. Ozuna even mixed in a bomb. Braves win 8-0. Now we're one game back with 8 games to play in the regular season. 7:05 start, game 2 tonight in D.C., taking on the Nats, who we own, 13-4 against these bums. Kyle Muller will take the rock for the Bravos, making his 10th career start. 3rd start of the season. We're going to rely on one of these young guys again tonight. But looking ahead, as far as the Mets series, biggest series of the season coming up, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now, Ian is complicating things because apparently Friday night is the game that's in jeopardy with the Braves and Mets. Freed is set to go for the Bravos. Bassett going for the Mets. 7:20 start on Friday. That game's in real jeopardy with the tropical storm arriving. What's expected to be on Friday. The game Saturday night looks like it might be able to be played. Kyle Wright taking on Jacob DeGrom. And then Sunday, you've got Charlie Morton and Max Scherzer matched up in the finale of this three-game series. Friday, though, in jeopardy. Keep our fingers crossed on all of that. Biggest series of the season. And we got a storm arriving. Good grief, man. Good grief. What's up with that? And there we go. That's chopping it up for you today. Hey, we're going to be out and about coming up this Friday. We're going to be at the T-Mobile location in Covington, the Buck Belue Show. I want to invite you Georgia fans to come on out and say hello. Your chance to win tickets, see the Bulldogs play in Athens, courtesy of our friends at T-Mobile. Stop by the T-Mobile store at... We got 10342 Industrial Boulevard in Covington Friday from 10 to 12 for your chance to win tickets to see your dogs play between the hedges. And speaking of the hedges, I'll be sticking around from 11 to 12 and signing copies of my new book, Inside the Hedges. Hope to see you Friday at the T-Mobile in Covington as we look forward to that. Let's talk a little Falcons football.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on the Fan.
All right, Falcons and Browns coming up Sunday at MBS. 1 o'clock kickoff. They're Browns 2.5-point favorites. For you gambling guys out there. And the big challenge for our Atlanta Falcons on Sunday is this. Dean Pease and his Falcons defense. Their challenge? is to slow down Nick Chubb. Now, that's a big challenge, brother. Three-time Pro Bowl running back. He's currently the NFL leading rusher, averaging 5.5 yards per carry. Got 2,400-yard games. And when he goes over 100, the Browns' record is 17-7. So that 100 number is a big number in the game on Sunday. He's got 40 career touchdowns, fifth all-time with the Cleveland Browns. One more touchdown, moves into a tie for fourth with a guy you're probably not aware of. His name, Otto Graham. We're talking about way back. Falcons defense, the run defense right now, three games into the year, 15th in the National Football League, so right in the middle, giving up about 109 yards per game. And I thought they did a pretty good job against Seattle on the road last Sunday, slowed down that run game a little bit. Their running backs had 20 carries, 106 yards. Not too bad. They're going to have to be better against Chubb, man. I mean, Chubb is the strongest running back in the world today. And one of the strongest people. If you want to see something impressive, then go search up Nick Chubb squatting 675 pounds. You'll be very impressed. This guy, 5'11", 227. Strongest running back in the world. And spent some time with Browns defensive back Richard LeCount this past Saturday over in Athens. And we were talking about Chubb. And Richard was talking about just what a legend that Chubb is up in Cleveland. A big-time star in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a blue-collar town, as you know. Tough. And they can relate to Nick Chubb and his hard-working, dedicated style that Chubb brings to the table. And it is true, the Falcons passed on Nick Chubb. They pass on most all of the Georgia players. Chubb went pick number 3 in the second round in 2018. Pick 26, the Falcons took Calvin Ridley. So how's that working out, Atlanta? They also, Falcons took Isaiah Oliver with their second round pick. So there you go. There's another big-time player the Falcons passed on. Came out of Georgia. Nick Chubb, slow down Chubb. Good luck with that, brother. Good luck with that. I'm glad I don't have to tackle him. I'll tell you that. 404-231-1680, the number you want to get in here. Talk about Nick Chubb or maybe some of these college football games we've got out. Again, we are live at the Touchdown Club of Atlanta Luncheon. Today's speaker, Matt Luke, and that's coming up a little later this morning. We're like the first ones here. Well, there are a couple of waiters. They're stacking the chairs, getting the tables ready. I mean, we were the first ones here this morning. So looking forward to seeing what Matt Luke has to say. He stepped away from the game. Taking a deep breath, and a lot of these coaches work so hard, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're putting in 20-hour days, 12 months out of the year, it seems. I mean, you're really spending a lot of time away from the family when you become a college football coach. I think Matt Luke is probably enjoying being away from the game right now, spending more time with his family. This week, we celebrate Jaden Stimpson, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta's Comeback Athlete of the Week. He's described as resilient with great attitude. Jaden suffered a dislocated knee and other leg injuries in his first football action. Thanks to Jaden's team and doctors, Willimon and Renata, he is on his way to recovery and into a spot on his high school track team. Thanks to all of the surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers at Children's, they are dedicated to keeping young athletes healthy and active into adulthood. Learn more about Jaden's story and all of the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Comeback Athletes and how Children's can care for the teen athletes in your home. Log on to 680thefan.com/comeback. Jaden Stimpson, Children's Health Care of Atlanta's Comeback Athlete of the Week. And 680 The Fan and Harris Cherokee Casino Tailgate Central's Dirty Bird Tailgates are back. You can join us this Sunday from 10 to 1, corner of Marietta Street and Centennial, Olympic Park Drive. We're going to be loaded up. Drinks from Corona, Modelo, and fresh-made libations from Larceny Bourbon and Deep Eddy Vodka. Amazing food from WNB Factory and music by All That. You can get your free ticket now at 680thefan.com/tailgatecentral. Join us for another party in the Fan Tailgate Series. We want to thank Corona, Modelo Especial, Larceny Bourbon, Harris Cherokee Casino, WNB Factory, Georgia Power, the Haug Barron Law Group, Lidl Food Market for backing us up with our Tailgate Central parties. All right, yesterday I had a chance to sit down with Bulldog running back Kenny McIntosh, and we're going to give you that today on the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs, and it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Games in. Kenny, how's the body holding up, man?
Doing well. You know, got a little nits and bruises here and there. Got to stay in that cold tub, definitely.
Man, you got to be tough to play running back. Tell these guys listening how tough you got to be.
You got to be mentally tough, physically tough, of course, but definitely mentally tough. You know, like an injury like this that I'm going through right now, it's not really the fact that I got to be physically tough, but mentally to go in there and get and treat me each and every day and being consistent on that, staying as top of my responsibility, that's all it is. So you definitely got to be tough.
Man, talk about the patience you showed early in your career at Georgia, waiting on your opportunity to go out and be featured, which they're doing this season. Man, it's been fun watching you play. I just love your skill set. You can run it out. You can run it inside. You're an outstanding receiver. Talk about the patience. You spent the first couple of years there at Georgia, working on your game, working on your craft, and it's certainly paying off right now.
Definitely. My dad always taught me to be patient. Whatever you want in life, you got to be patient for us. Me coming to Georgia, I already knew my role. I knew what it was going to take for me to, get in this position that I am now. I embraced it, all of it, just wanted to fully enjoy, like you said, working on my craft and developing my skill set, because I knew what type of running back I was. I knew what type of running back I wanted to be and stuff like that. So I just thank Georgia for giving me that opportunity, to be here and to stay here and, develop at be one of the great running backs. That's a goal of mine. So just being patient and letting everything fall into place, I just thank God for, giving me that. I call it a gift. Because most people don't really have them patience like that. And, most people would have gotten the porter and the leave and stuff like that because they wanted their way and stuff. So having that father figure in my life as well just taught me a lot. I wasn't rushing my time, rushing none of that. I just wanted to develop and become a great running back because I knew in my head already that I was.
I really enjoy the running backs that are receivers that can flawlessly get into the passing game. And you've always been that. When did you first realize you had some skill set as far as being a receiver? How far back does that go? Youth league?
Definitely youth league. I think my first position was definitely, I think, I played tight end or something like that, but I can remember high school, I ain't know, they ain't really know what they wanted me to play, so I was out receiver at first, and then the coaches just seen, every time I had the ball in my hand, I made something happen, so they wanted to move me to running back, which I wanted to play running back in the first place when I went to high school. This was in eighth grade, I was playing varsity, so once I got my chance in playing running back for varsity high school, it just went up from there, so definitely, I always caught the ball. My dad always was tossing me the ball in the house with my brothers and stuff like that, so he always had that in my head, and gotta have good hands and stuff like that. And if I drop a ball, he definitely after the game, I'm hearing from him, I need my push-ups and stuff like that, so he didn't really want to do that every day. after the game or every time after the game or even practice and stuff like that, you get tired of it. So might as well catch it, right?
I'm telling you, hey, through the first four games, I'm trying to figure out what our best play is. Is it Bowers on the jet sweep or is it Stetson checking that ball down to you in the passing attack? You're getting a lot of touches there.
Definitely. Thank you. But I say Bowers, man. Bowers is a very special player, man. I love to see him play. Love to be out there on the field with him. He definitely makes something happen when there's even nothing there to go. So he's definitely a special player, man.
What about your quarterback? Stetson's playing at a high level.
Definitely.
Anything surprise you about him at this point in time? I mean, you've seen everything he can do out on the football field. You saw that at the end of last season. But he seems to be really have picked it up even playing at a higher level this year.
Yeah, definitely picking it up. It's nothing that I, you know, didn't expect from him. You know, Stetson always been like this. He's been smart. He's been a talented quarterback. Always, you know, check out of things. And he can use his feet. And he can kill you with his arm and stuff like that. So he's definitely been that guy, that type of guy that developed. And, you know, he seems comfortable, like you said, out there this year. Even more comfortable this year. So only God knows how far we can go this offense.
What about Missouri? What do you know about them? I know it's early in the week. But another road game coming up, playing on the road in the SEC. You never expect those games to be easy.
Yeah, never going to be easy playing the SEC. I just know as of right now that it's going to be, you know, a little chilly. We got to adapt to the weather, the conditions and stuff like that. It's going to be tough. Every SEC game is going to be tough, so we know that already. We just got to really buy in and to our plan and our standard, and if we do that, things just go in how we want it to go at the end. So,
well, Kenny, keep up the great work, man. You're off to a great start this season. Got a lot of Bulldog fans really excited about watching you play the rest of the year, man. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
Kenny McIntosh, man, he's a talented guy. We've got NFL scouts, I'm sure, paying close attention to his skill set and the season that he's having. Always been a good receiver, and we spoke about it in the interview, obviously, but here was a guy that worked tremendously hard to get bigger and stronger so he could be more physical and be a total well-rounded running back, a guy that could run between the tackles and make you miss out on the perimeter with the ball in his hands. Really love the skill set. I think he's going to move on to the National Football League at the end of this year and have a shot to stick and play some football at the next level. Really good guy, too. It's been fun getting to know him a little bit. All right, the Braves won 8-0 last night, which means you'll get a chance to save $8 today on a full-service oil change at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. So $8 off today only, full-service oil change at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers all around Metro Atlanta. Get in there and save $8 today. Coming up next, the missing piece of the puzzle for the Georgia Bulldog offense. I'll drop that info on you next. We are live in Buckhead today, broadcasting from Maggiano's at the Touchdown Club of Atlanta luncheon. We're a little bit early. It's the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. Me and Road Dogg hanging out in Buckhead today. Waiting on the crew from the Touchdown Club of Atlanta to show up here at Maggiano's. Staff getting the room ready. And we were here in time for breakfast. I don't think we'll be around for lunch, but great to be here. Matt Luke will be the speaker today, the former Ole Miss head coach, Georgia offensive line coach, who has stepped away from the game right now, spending a little more time with his family. And I would imagine he's probably loving it. All right, the Bulldogs, they've got a missing piece on offense. Before these big games start showing up, they better get that missing piece back in there. We'll talk about it in the college football nugget.
tasty. It's time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Boy, that Bulldog offense is looking good so far this season. They've got a quarterback that is experienced, knows the offense like the back of his hand, a championship caliber guy. And Stetson Bennett, the mailman, and Todd Monken has turned him loose in the passing game this season. He's throwing it more than 30 times a game this season. They got a running back who can catch it. Kenny McIntosh, we just spoke to him on the Bulldog Roundtable. Man, he can do good things with it. Offensive line, they do a really good job in pass pro, protecting the quarterback, really solid up front. And as you know, they've got this go-to H-back and Brock Bowers, who's doing amazing things with the ball in his hands. Just one missing piece to this offense, and that is a deep ball threat. An element, well, when these big games show up, you might want to have that, have access to that when these big games start showing up here on the schedule. Intermediate to deep. The deep ball threat. The guy that can take the top off the defense, that can run by you. Got Ladd McConkey's doing some of those things right now. And look, cut Ladd a little bit of a break, please. I know what you're thinking. He dropped the ball, laid the ball on the ground. Kirby chewed his butt out last Saturday. He also persevered and had six catches in the game to lead the way. I'm just saying. But they need more than that, right? Ad Mitchell's been out with an ankle injury, a big play man, touchdown catch, and that natty game was huge. Be nice to get Ad back in there making plays. And then the guy that I was really excited about seeing play this season, injured in the preseason, Arian Smith. High ankle sprain. Dressed out against Kent State this past week, or was it Golden State? No, it was Kent State. Dressed out, he did not play. But I guarantee you one thing, this guy is a big play waiting to happen. And if you've been paying attention over the last couple of years, you've seen exactly that. Dude's going to disappear on this defense, man. He's going to get behind you. He's going to make some big, big plays. Just got to keep him healthy, get him in the game. Let's hear from Kirby Smart in his press conference yesterday, talking about Ad Mitchell and Arian Smith.
Arian has been getting better and better and better. He ran some last week. He hit some good numbers. He's not planning and cutting, or he wasn't planning and cutting last week. His pregame, you know, we felt like he was getting in better shape. He was able to do more in practice last week, but he wasn't 100%. And we'll find out today where he is. Probably is a little bit ahead of AD, but AD's got a shot this week as well. So we're hopeful to get both those guys back.
Yeah, I'm not really sure they're going to need it Saturday against Missouri. But I tell you, man, when Florida shows up down in Jacksonville, come on, they're going to play them tough. A little bit, anyway. Taking on Kentucky and Tennessee, you're going to need this. I mean, it's one thing to have people you can throw the ball to short to intermediate. You get these defenses start clamping down on that because they're not afraid that anybody can run by them and hit them with an 80-yard touchdown deep ball. And that's what Arian Smith brings to the table. And Ad Mitchell does a great job route running, intermediate area of the football field. They could use that too. This is a missing piece for Georgia offensively. They're throwing it 30 times a game. Stetson's off to a great start. Need that big play threat. So, Arian Smith, man, let's get you healed up and back out there so you can take the top off that defense. And there's your college football nugget. Yeah, Stetson, I'm sure he misses drop, taking that snap, shuffling the feet, setting up, and hanging it up deep, baby.
watching Arian Smith run that thing down. He is a football player that runs track. That's what Arian Smith is. You see a lot of guys that run track that are trying to be a football player. Arian Smith is the opposite. He's a football player that is extremely fast during the indoor season, doing some pretty amazing things on that Georgia track team. He's the missing piece. Got to get him back out there. When you know Kirby's talking about it in front of the media, then they must be getting close to being ready. Otherwise, he'd be saying, oh, yeah, we got plenty of receivers we can get the ball to. He's actually talking about them now. Ad Mitchell and Arian Smith. All right, time for the final word. Nerney saying, what? We've never been early for the final word. All right, we're doing something new today. We don't have to rush through the final word. I mean, there's some times where we're lucky to even get to the final word. All right, final word today, man. I'm coming to the South Side, baby. Who said Ballou didn't like the South Side? It's not true. Got the Inside the Hedges book signing, traveling down south. And we will be in McDonough on Thursday evening from 6 to 8 at the $3 Cafe, selling my book Inside the Hedges, signing the book Inside the Hedges, and hanging out with you Bulldog fans there on the South Side. Looking forward to being a part of it. Had a lot of interest from people saying, Ballou, when you coming to the South Side, man? You've been all over the state. You hadn't hunkered down on the South Side. Well, we're going to do it on Thursday evening, so help spread the word. Look forward to seeing you out at the $3 Cafe Thursday, 6 to 8 in McDonough. And we're going to be out and about on Friday, too, although as that storm out there, Road Dog, we're hearing anything about the road show on Friday? We might want to start considering that, being I've got to drive to Covington. On Friday, Georgia fans, T-Mobile, and 680 The Fan and myself, we're teaming up for your chance to win tickets to see the Dogs in Athens, courtesy of T-Mobile. Want to invite you to stop by. At this point in time, is still on Industrial Boulevard in Covington this Friday. So I'll do the Buck Ballou Show from 10 to 11, then from 11 to 12. Be sticking around to sign copies of the book Inside the Hedges. Got a chance to win tickets to see the Dogs play between the hedges. And come say hello to me. So stay tuned. We'll have more information coming down. But busy end of the week for the Ballou Show. We come to the South Side and head out to Covington. And there's your final word today. So, Road Dog. Nobody's shown up here at the luncheon yet.
Yeah, it hasn't started yet. Chuck Oliver's here, so we're not completely alone. But
where's Chuck? I don't see
him.
He's
just around the corner. He's about to take over your seat and when you sign off here. And 11:35, I believe, the first course is going to be served.
11:35?
Yeah, so the countdown is on to that 11:35 time frame, for me at least.
Well, I didn't even get a chance to say hello to anybody.
We'll hang out. Stick around. See Matt Luke. Have some good and great Italian food.
What time's Luke going to be here?
Probably, if the first course is 11:35, probably noon is when he starts talking.
Well, man, I got things to get done. All right, that's going to do it for the Buck Ballou Show. Appreciate you hanging out Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. Got Nick and Chris coming up next here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.